In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, the Holy Family is the name given to the family unit composed of the Divine Son of God, Jesus, His Mother, the Virgin Mary, and His foster father, Saint Joseph. The feast of the Holy Family is not just about the Holy Family, but it is about our own families too. The main purpose of the feast is to present the Holy Family as the model for all Christian families and for domestic life in general. Our family life becomes sanctified when families live the life of the church within their homes. This is called the domestic church, or the church in miniature. Saint John Chrysostom urged all Christians to make each home a family church. And in doing so, we sanctify the family unit. Just how does one live out the church in the family? The best way is by making Christ the center of family and of individual life. We consider the Holy Family as an example for us. First of all, an example of prayer. Their home in Nazareth has the spirit of quiet about it. Certainly, there was joy and laughter in that house. For holy people are the happiest people, and so a family composed of the three holiest people was the most joyful family of all. The atmosphere of their home in Nazareth was filled with love and prayer. Indeed, this family is the first school of prayer. We can imagine how Joseph would take care of the Christ child so that Mary would have an opportunity to make her daily meditation, perhaps for 1 hour. Then Mary would in turn allow Saint Joseph to take his time for daily mental prayer as well. And this is something which every family must do. Husbands and wives must give each other the opportunity for daily mental prayer. This daily period of meditation is essential for any Christian life. Moreover, in addition to teaching their children the common prayers that are said together, parents ought to instruct their sons and daughters on how to pray. But it was not all prayer in that holy house of Nazareth. There was much hard work too. The Holy Family offers us an example of consecrated labor. Saint Joseph was dedicated to his work, to his professional life. But he didn't put his job ahead of his family good. When the angel came to him and told him to flee immediately in Egypt, Saint Joseph willingly abandoned his work, sacrificing his business for the sake of his wife and her child. Saint Joseph knew that true value of labor, and he was a good worker, but he also knew that his vocation as a husband and father came first. And after Saint Joseph worked all day, what did he do? Did he go out to the bar with the guys? No. He returned home to his family, fulfilling his primary vocation as father of the household. Now, I do not say that it is wrong for a man to have good friends, but it's important to be aware that there is a permanent temptation to flee, to escape responsibilities. So it is important to ask yourself, is my true happiness found with the care and the good of my family? And what of Mary? She was dedicated to the care of her family. Did she spend time gossiping and chattering too much on social medias endlessly? Of course not. She was dedicated to her work and she fulfilled her responsibilities as the mother of Jesus, the Savior of the world. She was not shopping at all time. She did not always need the newest fashionable clothing, and she was perfectly elegant. Mary's rest and joy was to be with her family. Likewise, Jesus, as he grew older and became a young adult, was not always off with friends or hobbies running around Nazareth. No, he knew his duties to his family, and so he spent time with Mary and Joseph assisting his father, and they were with his parents his true joy. Now, I know that the family life is not always a permanent honeymoon. If you find today, currently, that family life is difficult, the Holy Family is with you. Remember that Jesus, Mary, and Joseph suffered hardships and great difficulties. The Holy Family was well acquainted with grief, difficulties, many obstacles, from exile in Egypt to Jesus' trial and crucifixion, leaving the widow Mary in grave sorrow and affliction. And so, if currently your family suffers, if your family struggles, the Holy Family is closest to you today. Are you in joy or in trial? No matter which is the case, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph are your best and loyal companions. Turn to them, speak with them, ask them for assistance and aid, and they will bring you safely through the storms of this life into life everlasting. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.